Next chapter, the health history. A health history consists of the following elements and should take about 7 to 8 minutes to complete. First is the chief complaint, abbreviated CC. In the chief complaint, establish the major reason for the individual seeking professional health attention. Next is history of the present illness, HPI. In history of the present illness, obtain all details related to the chief complaint. Next, past medical history, abbreviated PMH. For past medical history, get a picture of the patient's previous illness and injuries. Next, review of systems, abbreviated ROS. In review of systems, bring to light any health problems related to the present illness or past medical history which were not mentioned earlier. Next, family history, abbreviated FH.
Case 31. Chief complaint. Mr. Yenderka comes to your office with complaints of cough for a few days. Vitals, blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 70, respiratory rate 14, temp 98 degrees Fahrenheit, 36.7 degrees Celsius. Age, a 65-year-old male, Caucasian. Remember, Pam hugs Foss, and look at the age of the patient. Tasks. Take a focused history, perform a focused physical exam, no rectal, genital, urinary, or female breast exam. Explain your clinical impressions and further plans to the patient, and write the patient note after leaving the examining room. Next, HPI. This patient comes to your office with complaints of cough with some sputum for several days. He feels tired and weak, and just can't get through the day, it seems. The sputum is greenish-yellow, and he would estimate it at about half a cup. He has noticed a low-grade fever for the last 2 days, but he took Tylenol before he came to see you. He feels that he has lost about 2 pounds in the last week, but only, quote, because I didn't feel like eating anything. Note to the patient. When the doctor evaluates your lungs, please wheeze. Also, cough periodically throughout the encounter. Past medical history, not significant. Family history. My mother died of ovarian cancer. My dad had prostate cancer, we think. But you know, back then, no one really asked. My sister would know. Social history. Oh, I was only an art professor at the community college, until last year. My wife wanted me to retire later, but they offered me such a good deal that I took it. Past surgical history, not significant. Next, physical examination, general appearance. The patient appears tired and pale. Skin, H-E-E-N-T, extremities, and abdomen within normal limits. Chest and lungs, wheezing noted in the lower lobes. Heart and cardiovascular and neuropsych within normal limits. Diagnostic workup. CBC with differential, BMP, ABG, sputum culture and sensitivity, and chest X-ray. Counsel, educate patient, reassurance, compliance, and screening tests. Differential diagnosis. Community-acquired pneumonia, bronchopneumonia, interstitial infiltrate, pleural effusion, and bronchitis. Remember, did you ask if your workup plan was agreeable to the patient? Next, the patient note. History. Include significant positive and negatives from history of the present illness, past medical history, review of systems, social history, and family history. Chief complaint, coughing. HPI. The patient comes to the office with complaints of cough for several days. He is fatigued and weak. He has trouble, quote, getting through the day. The patient reports having a low-grade fever for 1 week, but took acetaminophen before he came to the office. Past medical history, non-contributory. Family history. Mother, had ovarian cancer. Father, possible prostate cancer. Social history. Does not smoke, no ethanol, one sexual partner. Recently retired. Earlier occupation, art history professor. Review of systems. No nausea, no vomiting. Positive for greenish-yellow sputum. He has lost roughly 2 pounds in the last week. Also positive for loss of appetite. Meds, Tylenol PRN, and allergies, no known allergies. Next, physical examination. Indicate only pertinent positive and negative findings related to the patient's chief complaint. The patient is a well-nourished, 65-year-old male who appears fatigued and has pallor. Blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 70, respiratory rate 14, temp 98 degrees Fahrenheit. Heart. Normal rhythm, no gallops, murmurs, or rubs.